Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House overnight passing the rescissions bill that claws back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid and for public broadcasting. President Trump will sign it today. The White House disclosing that the president has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, which is quite common in older people.
Some estimates show that up to 40% of Americans have this diagnosis, essentially a problem with blood flow, specifically within the veins that are in charge of returning blood back to our heart. But chronic venous insufficiency, blood can pool in areas where gravity is dependent, for example, like the legs, and cause significant swelling, discomfort, and pain for patients.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton, the president went to the doctor for swelling in his legs and ankles. The president ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to now release grand jury testimony in the case against Jeffrey Epstein. CBS canceling Colbert, The Late Show gone as of next May. CBS says it was a financial decision. This is ABC News. More than 900 Justice Department employees have urged the Senate to reject the nomination of Emil Bovey to be a judge on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. A whistleblower named Erez Ravaney recently claimed he saw Bovey at a DOJ meeting, suggesting that the administration should simply ignore court orders when it came to deportations.
The attorney, Ravaney, says that inside that meeting at the Justice Department, he witnessed Emil Bovey say that if the courts should come down and try to block the administration from carrying out these deportations, they should essentially ignore the order, or consider it at least. And he used, according to Ravaney, an expletive as to how the administration should handle the court's directives. Now, at his confirmation hearing last month, Bovey denied doing this.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, walked out on Thursday over it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. We only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher telling us to expect some fog early today, then morning sun giving way to clouds later on, mild with a high of 78. For tonight, cloudy with showers and storms likely after midnight. Some storms may once again contain heavy rainfall. We're looking for a low near 64. Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms through mid-afternoon. Peaks of sun later on, muggy, a high of 83. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, not as muggy, a high of 80. Monday, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms at night. We're looking for a high of 83.
Hey, y'all, this is David Lee Murphy. I'm with my buddies at WRCO.
I just dropped $5 in a jukebox, baby, and sold on the old dance floor. If you're gonna run with the big dogs, hon, you gotta get off the porch. You can sit there all night uptight, honey, but a good time's something I know. Gotta get the jump while the night is young, and there's just one way to go. Out with a bang, kicking up dust. Honey, tonight I'm all wound up. Over the fence and off of my chain. Honey, tonight I'm a hurricane. Out with a bang. You know, some folks say I'll never see heaven if I don't.
Back in the day in country music radio and around the music scene, all you had to do was say DLM, and everyone knew who you were talking about. David Lee Murphy's Out with a Bang. 7:08, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 54 degrees. Adam Hess in for Phil Knee. The roundup's at 7:20.
That'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Well, that'll be the day.
Baby, still you tell me, baby.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Make plans for Saturday, July 19th, the Heart of Casanova Celebration 2025 at Memorial Park. Jumpstart your morning with a pancake breakfast. Then lace up for the energizing 5K run walk. Hoop it up with 3-on-3 basketball, or you can watch the splash-filled raft races. Then, gather for live festival music and a sky full of fireworks as dusk turns into starry night. Don't miss Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Casanova Celebration, Saturday, July 19th. Races, rigs, and revelry. We'll see you there.
Join us at 7:20 this morning. We will have the roundup. Adam and Hank in for Phil. We'll check in with Phil Nee as well, get a prognosis on how things are going and when he's headed on back our way.
Boy, you sure look good there, standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
For it.
baby, bye-bye.
WRCO.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
You're lucky that lawsuit has not made its way through the court yet.
Oh, did you hear me there?
Yeah, we all heard you. The lawyers of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe heard you. I'm going to have to give them a call later.
For what?
By the way, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
And your night last night? Uneventful?
Oh, no, I mowed. Oh, it was horrible. I didn't mow for like 8 days.
Yeah.
Dumb move.
Yeah, we were out of the area. We went like a week and a half.
Yeah, dumb move.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was going to have to hire the farmer down the road to bring like the haybine up.
I have a...
It was tough.
Very thick yard.
Yeah.
That's...
kind of like how I used to describe my hair, thick and luxurious. Not anymore. Yeah, I see you peeking. Look at the top there. There's no luxury up there anymore.
Well, they are if you don't have to worry about getting a haircut.
Right. Or anybody who's 5'8 or shorter, yes, they can't see the top of my head. It's luxurious.
See, and I'm 5'8,
Yeah.
Anybody taller than that can see my head.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Even if I bend down.
So the Roundup is always fun, light, and airy, and we like to have fun on the Roundup. We got a bit of a serious situation here, and I just want to talk to you about it, Hank. Gary's In-Home Physical Therapy and Cobweb Removal Service, LLP, they're an offshore corporation, they have filed a breach of contract of services affidavit in the Greater Sextonville Appeals Court. It's named Phil Nee, Hankaroo Bray, Adam Hess, and the entire production team of the upcoming podcast Light in the Outhouse as defendants. I'm guessing because we were doing some talking yesterday, and it's a breach of service, so we need to bring Phil in, and we've given up on the satellite and the microwave uplink. We're just going to get him on the phone. We got to see if there's any validity to this. Phil, are you there? Philip, can you hear me?
Hey, Hank and Adam, this is yours truly, Phil Nee, calling you, and I had to fire my physical therapist yesterday, Mr. Goodkinick. He was just too tough on me, so I hired two physical therapy people to help me out here a lot, and they're just trying to get me motivated one step at a time. Why are you trying to get me better? Can you tell me that?
Because here I'm going to help him get better because he's looking for and he can't barely walk.
Right. So... Okay, what's that?
We're going to have Lucky Charms.
Oh, Lucky Charms? So if I take one step,
I get Lucky Charms.
You get Lucky Charms? I get them too?
Me too.
Okay, all right, okay. Oh, all right, I took a step. Now if I take another step, what do I get?
Donut.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. I took another step. Okay, if I take one more step, what do I get?
Skinny.
Ski and a donut.
Wow.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Hank and Adam, I'm getting better already. I'm going to be back on the radio on Monday.
Hey,
thanks to my physical therapy specialist, Oakley and Alea. Nice job. Whew, we'll talk to you guys real soon.
Hey, thanks, PJ. I'm pretty serious about lawsuits, but we're not... I just ripped up that affidavit. He has every right to let Gary's therapy service go. He's getting donuts, ski, and Lucky Charms. What? I didn't see Gary bringing donuts.
Yeah, I just saw Gary bringing a whip.
Yeah. No, probably a protein shake and a whip. He's going to get donuts. So yeah, okay.
And a ski.
Yeah, I'm going to testify on Phil's behalf
this one. I want to hire Alea and Oakley.
Yeah. If I'm going to get donuts out of the deal, ski.
I want to hire them.
Yeah. Amen. Okay. The big announcement, Phil's on his way back Monday.
Is he really?
Yeah, he'll be here on Monday.
Oh.
No, you're supposed to say, yay.
Go team.
Wah. Hey, anyway, big day.
Big day today.
Yeah.
It is
because it is Cooking with Hank Day Word of the Day with Hank. And I tell you what, our Facebook viewers and our listeners as well, they're kind of on the edge of their seat on Fridays. We get so many comments on Facebook. It usually starts with your brother down in Arkansas.
Yeah,
and then,
not mentioned
then about 30 people rush to your defense.
I've never seen that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, yeah. I usually let like one or two through.
Yeah, Russell's out there just to, you know, what a brother, you know. What a brother. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't have two better brothers.
Yeah, brothers like that, you know, you don't need enemies.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
But no, that's
awesome.
I am so blessed to have brothers.
And Russ, is when he's making those comments on Facebook, Hank, he's doing it all in fun. He's
I don't
like,
think
hey,
so.
Why
well,
do?
He's probably true.
I
Russell's
know.
One of these, he's like 6'2".
I'm glad you told me that. Because I was gonna have a little chat with him saying, hey, you know, leave your brother alone, but
can you do that for him?
No, not at 6'2".
Maybe I'm gonna hire Gary's attorney.
To get
you.
So no. Get your brother.
I don't think Russell would care.
Yeah. He'd do what I just did and rip that lawsuit right up.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just
on
done. The roll with
I'm,
that.
Yeah,
aren't
it's Friday. I'm not taking it anymore.
So you've had a long week, though.
I have, but enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable.
It's very enjoyable. Love the opportunity to fill in here.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, P-H-I-L,
yeah,
fill
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Fill in.
Yeah, filling in for Phil and then keeping things rolling.
Not hard to do, is it?
No, well, it kind of is.
Hey, there's a lot of work that people that you guys
they
do
don't
in the
know.
Morning.
Yeah,
they have
they
no
don't
idea.
Know. Right. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. The toughest thing, and I think Phil will agree, is putting up with a guy named Hank.
Who's he?
I don't know, but you can ask Russ.
I'm sure.
How
I'm
easy
sure,
it is to put
I'm
up with
I'm sure
him.
It'll always already be on there.
All right, so Hank, what do you have for us first?
I've got a meal that will delight your belly at 2:30 in the morning.
All right.
Are you ready?
By the way, that's not a hard task at 2:30 in the morning, but bring it.
It's called Egg on a Fork.
One-handed
omelets.
All right.
All right, buddy. Here's the ingredients. One lonely egg. Bonus points if it rolls out of the carton when you open the fridge. All right. Splash of milk or whatever whitish liquid is nearby.
Whatever you have.
Use your judgment. Cottage cheese ain't bad if it's not.
Well, you can strain that.
If it's not.
Strain the chunks out. It's already spoiled. It's cottage cheese, like sour cream. It's already soured.
Yeah. Actually, sour cream on eggs are really good.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I whip some in my scrambled eggs.
Do you really?
I do.
Yeah, and it makes them thicker.
Oh, creamy.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
Do you want an egg on a fork?
I do. Tell me more.
All right. I'm saying, do you want one now since we're talking?
Oh, maybe after we get off the air.
Okay.
If you could whip one up, you'd have to do it in the microwave.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's it.
All right.
A slice of lunch meat torn by hand like nature intended or like a raccoon in your trash can.
I've seen that.
Yeah. A cube of cheese or a hunk of gnawed off that you've earlier forgotten.
Yes.
Throw it in there.
Yeah.
It's there.
Do we scrape the mold off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you feel.
Use your best judgment.
Or use your teeth.
Yeah, it's 2:30.
Hey, everybody has a chunk of cheese in their refrigerator, I promise you.
Yep, amen.
A shake of something spicy, Cajun seasoned hot sauce, or a packet of Taco Bell fire sauce.
Ooh.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Butter, bacon grease, or lard from a coffee can that's labeled what? Do not throw away.
Do not throw away. Yeah. That's my lard.
All right, here's your instructions. Find a mug, preferably one that says something motivational like "Get her done" or "The world's okayest uncle." Okay, yes, I do too. Number two, crack the egg into the mug and add a splash of milk or whatever that whitish stuff is.
Right, the liquid.
Stir with a fork or a cleanish screwdriver handle.
Yeah, I mean, wipe it in the grass.
Whatever.
Wipe it in the grass. Yes. That cleans it fine. Yep,
whatever. Tear up the lunch meat like it owes you money. Toss it in. Okay? Drop in the chunk of cheese. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yeah.
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 Add your spice. Go big or wake up your taste buds screaming. Microwave for 90 seconds. Mm. It's better if you microwave it for 30 seconds. Stir it again.
And do another minute.
Okay. So if it explodes, just call it a rustic scramble. All right, let it cool for 7 seconds, and then eat it straight off the fork like a breakfast kebab and questionable logic.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like a good breakfast kebab.
Yeah, that's
it is. Yeah, that sounds decent. You know, I love your descriptors, like, you know, rip it up like it owes you money.
Yeah.
I like it. At 2:30 in the morning, man, I'm going to go all in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go all in.
You're
on
already
that.
Up.
Yeah.
Optional sides, a half a piece of toast you started earlier but forgot in the toaster.
It's there.
a pickle spear from your jar that's never been opened. Sober.
Yeah.
Leftover corn from Tuesday's mystery casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so eat it standing in the kitchen, staring at nothing, paired with tap water from a mason jar. And sound of the fridge humming louder than your thoughts.
Nice. And if the tap water is from an untested city system or a well,
don't think about it.
Yeah, don't. You know, I found out the biggest thing with your recipes, don't overthink it.
Yeah.
If you do, you're going to stop.
Yeah.
You're going to stop and you're going to be like, my God, that could have killed me.
But this is 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're not. All you're thinking is, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
And the warning. Here's the warning with this, okay?
Oh, yeah, because of legal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The snack may inspire deep late night texts or online purchases of antique tractors.
Yeah. So the purchase of the tractors I don't have a problem with, but you start sending late night texts. Sometimes you don't stop when you should, right? You're heading down your address book. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that.
2:30 in the morning, you shouldn't be texting anybody.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Cooler heads need to prevail.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe will be calling you in the morning. Yeah.
Oh.
I did send that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dog sent that. That's
yeah. Cool. Yeah.
My dog did it.
My phone went haywire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty personal message for him. Hey, you know what? My phone. It's a smartphone.
Sorry, Mom.
Nice.
Word of the day.
Word of the day.
It's plum.
Wait, drum roll.
Plum.
Plum. Kind of like, I'm either a plumber or I'm going to eat a plum. Either one.
Well here you go. The hillbilly meaning, is completely or totally not just related to plumbing.
Okay.
Used in a sentence.
Do it.
I'm plumb wore out from watching it pretend to work.
I have a friend. I do. That surprises everybody. But I have a friend.
Just
from
one?
I've got a couple. But I have one from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends. He uses that all the time.
Plumb.
He uses plumb. He's not a plumber. He's not talking about plumbing. It's, you know, yeah, I'm plumb wore out. I'm plumb broke. You know, right. He'd use that a lot where we'd be going out somewhere. He'd be like, sorry, Adam, I'm plumb broke. I guess I'm springing again. That's what friends do. You know, if somebody's plumb broke, you help them out.
You spring for them.
You spring for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spring.
Yeah. There's another word of the day. Yeah. Since you're so plumb broke, I'll spring for the meal.
I'll spring for the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two in one.
It is two.
Yeah. Two in one. You can't beat that.
Two in one. Hey, tell me about your weekend. What you got coming up?
Well, you know what? Nothing but games.
Yeah.
I mean, from now.
Starting tonight?
Starting tonight. Okay. I don't have a day off until next Sunday. Every night.
Wow. I have days like that, but usually unless I'm doing high school sports here or something sport related from the school, usually my 9, 10, 12 days in a row working, it's done. I'm done by 6 o'clock at night.
Right.
I mean, you're going to
start at 6 o'clock.
Well, you're starting at, you're here. People don't know this about you, and this is realistic. Between 6 and 6:30, 6 and 6:40, every day you're here.
Right.
You're here all day. You stop and you make one of your recipes, and then you're heading to a ball field, and you're there until 9:30, 10.
Yep.
Maybe home by 10 to 11.
Maybe
depending on how far you go.
Lucky I'm in bed by 11:30.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah. That's a long day.
You have to shower.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, because you can't get up at 2:30 to make that meal smelling like you smelled at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or okay now.
Or now.
No.
Did you say or now?
No, I didn't. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that.
Wow.
Hey, you take that lawsuit. Rip it up. Rip it up.
Any plans for your weekend?
Working. I'm going to try to get away. And by away, I mean maybe, La Crosse area.
Right.
On Sunday. Just the wife and I go for a little drive. And mm-hmm. Got a little business to take care of. We're going to take care of that.
Right.
And then maybe grab a meal and come on back. So I do think there's a possibility of a meal tomorrow night. I'm not sure if we're going to go out because this is my wife's birthday week. Mm-hmm. We'll either go out or maybe I'll make something at the resort. So that's to be determined yet.
Good
but,
for you.
But I'll be on the air tomorrow morning. We'll have Prime Mover.
Prime Mover.
Yeah, your weekend wake up. So it'll be good.
Yeah, hey, we're looking for a sponsor for Prime Mover Studios.
Oh, listen up.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
So Prime Mover Studios.
608-647-2111. Give Hankaroo a call. If you want to be a sponsor on Prime Mover, and I'll tell you what, that's not only a well-listened to show, it's a very fun show. It's fun to be a part of as a sponsor. It's fun to be a part of as an announcer, and of course, all of our callers.
Oh, yeah. We are looking for a Prime Mover Studio sponsor.
Yeah, no joke. If you want a Prime Mover Studio sponsorship, give us a call.
Yep. So anyway, besides that, I have vacation on Monday. I do, Adam. So, yeah, going as far as I can go with the money I saved. So, I live in Boscobel.
Yep. Yeah. You make it to Woodman?
No, Blue River.
They've got some fine amenities in Blue River.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. The farmer's daughter.
Yep. That's a good place.
Cynics.
I had a roast beef sandwich. Farmer's daughter a few weeks ago. We went on a little bit of a impromptu side-by-side ride with some relatives that were up. Stopped there, had a meal. They've got railroad tracks. They have great scenery. They've got good food.
Oh,
they have nice roads. Great countryside. Love the Blue River area.
Post office is great. Yeah.
Maybe we can find a Prime Mover studio sponsorship in Blue River.
It'd be nice.
Let's do it.
Let's do it to it.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, my man. Be kind.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable sharpening can help.
Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Be sure and join us in 60 seconds. We will have birthdays and anniversaries. See who's celebrating in the area.
The Muscadine Mudcats home talent baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadine Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadine. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadine. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by those great folks, The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Today is Friday, July 18th. Happy birthday wishes to a great birthday going out to Morgan Wonkendonk today from Mom, Dad, Buddy, Max, and Storm. Happy anniversary wishes to Val and David Thompson from Mom. Happy wedding anniversary to my loving husband, Randy Ewing. Today we celebrate 39 married years of love, commitment, and shared memories. I'm so thankful God brought us together. Looking forward to many more years. Much love from Brenda. Donna Keene is celebrating from Five Points Lutheran Church. Elena Ward, happy birthday from Grandma Mary Dobbs. Elena Ward, happy number 13. Welcome to your teen years. We love you from Mom, Dad, and Brantley. Jennifer Stovey is celebrating that wish from Mom and Dad. From Team Booney Tunes, happy birthday wishes to Morgan Wonkendonk today. Linda Kaufman, you are on the Park Street Christian Church list today. We have a belated anniversary, 38 years, between Dave Thompson and his wife. As husband and wife, they've celebrated, so happy anniversary wishes. Happy birthday to my bingo buddy, Marvin Ford, from your bingo buddy. Brenda Ewing makes the Schmidt Woodland Hills list today. Happy birthday wishes to Jenny Wilson, Morgan Wonkendonk, and Dave Turk from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Dave Turk, that name sounds vaguely familiar.
Reporting for WRCO Sports, I'm Dave Turk.
Ah, Dave the Best Blend Turk. Happy birthday wishes. Happy birthday wishes to Brenda Ewing, Sherry Hillesheim, Linda Kaufman, Dave Turk, Mary Turner, and an anniversary for Randy and Brenda Ewing from the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, Becky Tracy makes our list. From the Beulah Wesleyan Church, Brenda Ewing. David Turk, happy birthday from the Richland Center Free Methodist. From the Richland Center Lions Club, Dawson Carley, alias Rowan, and an anniversary for Dave and Val Thompson. And from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club, Andrew Bender, Sarah Johnson, Lexi Noble, Angela Toma, Tess Wilkinson, Olivia May Froney, and an anniversary wish going out to both Leo and Mary Ellenbold, Mr. and Mrs. Doug Froh, and also Craig and Kristen Ostrander.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45 and time for a news update with WRCO's Joanne Krulatz. Brought to you today by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast for today, we're looking for patchy fog, should be pushing out by now. Morning sun giving way to clouds later on, mild, 78. 64 tonight with storms and some heavy rain possible. And then occasional showers in the morning, maybe a thunderstorm, muggy with a high of 83. Following a morning low of 52, we're at 56 as the fog begins to leave and we're under mostly sunny skies.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. KM Foods Incorporated, a Chelsea, Massachusetts establishment, is recalling approximately 24,000 pounds of ready-to-eat chicken sausage products that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically pieces of plastic, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Inspection Service announced. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The fully cooked chicken sausage item was produced on June 28th. The subject of the recall is 11-ounce vacuum-packed packages containing four pieces of all-natural alfresco chicken sausage sweet apple with Vermont-made syrup with lot code 179 and use or freeze-by date October 1st, 2025, printed on the back package label. The product subject to recall bear establishment number P7839 inside the USDA mark of inspection. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of these products. FSIS is concerned that some products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. There is another declared candidate for Wisconsin's 17th State Senate District. Lisa White, a businesswoman and lifelong Grant County resident, has officially announced her candidacy. Determined to bring authentic working-class leadership to Madison, White draws on her local roots, entrepreneurial grit, and decades of service to the community. White's campaign launches as a direct challenge to incumbent Republican Senator Howard Markline. She underscores the urgency of change. White stated, quote, two serious issues threaten our district. First, Senator Markline's unwavering commitment to the national Republican agenda has created real harm here at home. By leveraging his role as co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he has repeatedly blocked and delayed funds already approved in the state budget, jeopardizing critical initiatives for clean water and worsening our health care crisis as local hospitals close. His use of secretive pocket vetoes and disregard for checks and balances leaves our citizens voiceless. She added, quote, second, the western communities of our district have gone too long without true rural representation. The priorities of our small towns have been sidelined by urban agendas for decades. It's time for an advocate who lives our challenges and cares deeply about our future, end quote. White's campaign focuses on fully funding public schools, securing accessible quality health care, and protecting small businesses and family farms. Fundraising numbers fuel speculation that Governor Tony Evers might not run for a third term next year. Recently released campaign finance records show Wisconsin's Democratic governor raised just over $750,000 in the first half of this year. That's compared to the $5 million Evers had in his campaign coffers a month after he announced his candidacy for a second term in 2021. Evers has repeatedly said he'd announce his plans on whether or not he'd run in 2026 after the latest state budget was in place. Two Republican candidates have already announced they're running in next year's gubernatorial contest. Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the state to prepare for natural disasters. A recent study finds a link between a state's weak gun laws and firearm deaths for kids. The study, published last month in the Pediatrics edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association, looked at gun-related deaths for kids and teens from 2010 to 2023. Researchers compared states based on the strictness of their gun laws. They picked 2010 after a Supreme Court ruling that expanded gun rights in some states. They found that states with weaker gun laws, like Wisconsin, saw an increase in firearm deaths for youth. States with stricter laws saw those deaths stay the same or go down. Local health officials are issuing a warning after a spike in overdoses. At one point this week, there were 5 confirmed overdose calls to 911 in just a 24-hour period. Staff at Public Health Madison-Dane County say they don't know what's causing the spike, but substance abuse can increase the risk of heat-related illnesses. Officials advise people with substance use disorders to carry Narcan and use fentanyl test strips. They also want people to know the signs of overdose and don't be afraid to call 911. Wisconsin has a Good Samaritan law, which gives some legal protections to people trying to help save someone who's overdosing. The annual Casanova celebration gets underway today and runs through Sunday at Casanova Memorial Park. Today, the second annual Take Your Burger to Work Day will run from 11 to 1. Tonight, there will be Home Talent League baseball action featuring the Cas Reds versus Dodgeville Knights at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform at 8:30. Tomorrow's events include a pancake breakfast at 7:30. At 8, the Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run Mile Walk and a free kids fishing contest will be held. Registration for both events will be at 7:30. A 3-on-3 basketball tournament will also start at 8. The Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. And the Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We go around and collect scrap material from just around the area, pallets, barrels, whatever it may be, milk jugs, and teams will come and we kind of do a snake draft where they can come and pick out of the pile what they want to use, and then they have an hour to build the raft out of whatever they have, and then they race it on Lee Lake.
Tomorrow night, Pasture Golf will be at 4, High Mileage will take the stage at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Friday, July 18th. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died July 10th at home. A funeral service will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center assisted the family of Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died last Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church this morning from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery on Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
As part of Boaz Fun Days, the Boaz Lions Club will host a fish fry today from 4:30 to 7 or until gone at the Boaz Community Building. Enjoy a 2 or 3 piece meal with scalloped potatoes, dinner roll, coleslaw, milk or coffee, and dessert for $15. Proceeds will benefit the local scholarship program. And the Boaz Lions Club will host a pancake breakfast tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9:30 or until gone at the Boaz Community Building. A free will offering will be taken. Patchy fog early today, morning sun giving way to clouds later, mild conditions, a high of 78. Tonight, cloudy with showers and storms likely later. Some may have heavy rainfall with a low of 64. And tomorrow, occasional showers and thunderstorms possible through mid-afternoon, peaks of sun later and muggy, a high of 83. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting overnight to cut $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated from international aid programs and from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The cryptocurrency industry reaching a major milestone in Washington on Thursday as Congress cleared legislation outlining the first federal rules for stable coins, a popular form of digital currency. President Trump telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to now unseal grand jury documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaker Mike Johnson says of the president,
"We trust the American people. They can draw their own conclusions." And so he's in the process of releasing the information that can be released, that's not held up by a court or involves, victims of crimes or something like that.
CBS insisting its decision to cancel Late Night with Stephen Colbert was purely financial, not because Colbert had criticized the recent settlement between President Trump and CBS parent company.